With her warm hospitality and depth of wine knowledge, Denise Gill, General Manager of Hopkiln Winery in Healdsburg, can charm you with just her smile, if need be. The winery is one of the most unusual in Sonoma, as it is a former hops dryer, and its most distinctive look can be found on many of their labels. Also recorded in November, we took advantage of the mild weather and sat outside at a picnic table, surrounded by plenty of visitors, enjoying the finest hop kiln had to offer. So let's talk specifically about your position at Hop Kiln. Tell me about all these hats you wear.
We have a tasting room that sees about 50,000 people a year. So we have a lovely tasting room manager, Alyssa Anderson, who oversees her staff. But we're always looking for new things to bring in, new wines to new merchandise. We have a beautiful marketplace. We started selling some local cheeses and deli items so people can enjoy our grounds and picnic. We have a merchandiser, Leslie Michaels, who brings in a lot of new products. We try to stay as local as possible. That's probably the biggest asset that we have. We sell off our wine, about 80% of it, through the tasting room. And while people are here, they tend to want to join our wine club. And so we have three different options, and we're getting ready to start an estate HKG wine club as well. So far now, we've started three annual parties. We do a Valentine's party, a barbecue, and a stomp party. And our stomp party is really becoming popular. People pick up the phone as soon as we announce the date and come running over. We actually use the picking bin so two or three people can hop into the bin and they can stomp grapes together. So it's not a one-person show. They have a lot more fun getting in together.
You are independently owned then?
It's an LLC. It's called Vero Westside, and they're in Seattle. One of the managing partners, our CEO, is David DiLoretto, and he is just always striving for excellence here, you know, especially in the wines. He's just wonderful to work with because it does start with the wine. So we've got all kinds of new toys in production, open top fermenters, a new press, a new crusher distemmer, a basket press. Production has been a huge expenditure along with the vineyards since he's come aboard. He took Hop Kiln over in 2004, and it's just been all about the wine. I think everyone's enjoying and seeing the improvement of the wine here at Hop Kiln, so it's exciting for me.
Denise, what's your production here at Hop Kiln?
We're about 10,000 cases, so still a small boutique winery. We're in about 16 different states. We don't distribute all of our wines, just mainly the Thousand Flowers and Big Red. We'll soon be doing more Pinot, because Pinot from the Russian River Valley is king here in Sonoma. So we're going to increase our production as our vineyards are coming in and probably offer, you know, some of the Pinot to our out-of-state wholesalers as well.
So have you done Pinot Noir in the past?
We have not. In 2004, we started the first vintage. Because of our location here on Westside Road in Russian River Valley, it would be ridiculous not to grow Pinot here. So we've replanted a lot of the vineyards that were here. There's a little six-acre vineyard right beside the winery that we have been producing. But our first vintage from our first phase of our vineyards came in this harvest. So our 2009 will be increasing our production for Pinot with our vineyards coming in.
So in the process of the changes that are going on here, are there plans for any other expansion in terms of what other types of wines you go into, or are you pretty settled where you're at? And in fact, why don't you give me the list of what you do make right now?
Well, for the HK generations, we're doing Pinot, Chardonnay. Our Pinot Gris just came in for the first one, and we also, for the first time, are doing a rosé of Pinot Noir. So that's for 2009. That's our lineup for 2009, all from the estate. That's our goal, is just to have more estate wines. And then the proprietary blends that people love from the past, you can't ignore the past. I mean, it's great to move forward with the future, but when you have such jewels from the past that people expect to find here at Hop Kiln, we'll still continue to do the Thousand Flowers and Big Red. And then I believe you had tasted the Russian River Red and really enjoyed that. So, and then we do a Sauvignon Blanc and a Chardonnay and a Grenache. And that's going to pretty much remain the same.
So let's kind of backpedal a little bit, your own experience with wine. Was there a time in your life when you all of a sudden got into wine?
I started back in the day in 93 at Fritz Winery, and it's a small boutique winery as well. just part-time in the tasting room, and I had small children, and so I was pretty much a stay-at-home mom and just wanted to get out and about. Well, I fell in love with wine then. I mean, I'd had some wine in Arizona, but I didn't know too much about it then. So I went to, we have this wonderful Santa Rosa Junior College, took viticulture, just every class possible that you could learn, from the vineyards to marketing to food pairing, component tasting so I can describe wine. And it was just, you know, I just threw myself into it with this huge passion to learn everything I could about the vineyards and wine. So at the winery, every Friday we did a brown bag tasting. And that's when I decided I had a pretty decent palate, because I could usually name the varietal and the vintage and perhaps the appellation of the wine. So they're like, wow, you should, you know, do something about that. So that's when I decided to go to Davis. And if you do this sensory program with Davis, and you pass, you get submitted to the California State Fair for judging as a professional wine judge, and I passed. So I started judging, let's see, this was my fifth year. It's always in June, and so I go to Sacramento and judge. And then I've also judged at the San Francisco Chronicle. I was just talking to Bob Fraser the other day, and he thinks that I will be returning again this year. I had kind of backed out because it was always on my birthday. And you taste a lot of wines, 100 wines a day, and you don't feel like drinking your bubbles when you get home for your birthday. So it's like, They've moved the date, and it's not on my birthday anymore. So I told Bob, sign me back up, because I do love judging. It's really educational for me. I meet a lot of great people. I mean, you spend 3 days on a panel with people, and you really get to know their palates and what they do and what they like. And it's exciting. Definitely a passion.
When you're in a situation, when you're doing bagged wine, mm-hmm. Do you ever find yourself intimidated, or is that something not in your head when you're relying on your talents, your palate? How does that work?
You also have to taste a lot of wine to find those common threads. So that's one of the things I think judging really helps me do. And I don't find it intimidating at all. I mean, I've been wrong before. You know, I'm not saying I get an A every time, but I can pretty much narrow it down pretty well, more than the group I was hanging out at the time that I found that I had this palate. But you have to kind of memorize, like, there's different flavor profiles within different varietals that, if you can pick those out, that's showing that you have a palate to be able to pick out those different characters. It's just from memory and tasting through wines and finding that common thread of flavor within the wine.
Being able to judge a difference between an 04, 03, and an 02, is that simply a familiarity with that wine? Is it, in other words, a wine that you've had experience with in the past?
Well, when it comes to vintage, you know, there's a lot of little sensory things going on there, as well as color. The color gives away some of the vintage. Just the development of the wine, you know, you can kind of dial in and start saying, okay, this is not a young wine, you know, but it's not real old either. So you just start kind of narrowing it down. Also, being in the industry, you get to see kind of like if it was a rainy season, you know, that the flavors are kind of knocked down a little bit and the alcohols are higher. And so there's variations with vintages as well. And I try to remember those from year to year. And this year was a really fabulous year. Unless you were picking your grapes after our heavy rains. We actually finished our harvest right before the early rains. I know some of the varietals that need more time, like the Cabernets and stuff, some were still hanging after that real rainy weekend, shall we say.
So is there anything new coming up here at Hopkiln at all?
Absolutely. Always things new here at Hopkiln. That's why I love working here. We're going to have a new tasting bar installed in the tasting room in order to service our customers better, give them a better experience. On the weekends, we'll see 300 people, and we have a very short bar, and it just gets very deep with people wanting to taste our wines. So we feel that if we made a larger area and a more one-on-one experience with our customers, that we can educate them, because a lot of people really enjoy learning about wines. And I am very proud of our staff, because they're very passionate about wines, and so they go out and they learn them. And we, anytime we have a new release, we have a staff meeting, and you know, after the staff meeting, then we taste the wine. And then we talk about it with the winemaker, and he tells, you know, different things about the wine and the harvest, and points things out about the wine that they could reinforce in their minds about the wine. So new releases are always fun around here at Hop Yum.
Now, to go to a question that I've asked everybody I've talked to for the 2 years we've been doing this, I'm going to ask you that question. Yeah. How do you feel about corks versus screw caps?
It kind of goes back to TCA, and, you know, there's nothing worse than opening a bottle and it's run by a cork closure. However, I really believe that if you're cellaring wine for a long time, like some nice Cabernets or some Syrahs, that the screw cap kind of seals that evolution of that wine, and it really capsizes that wine from developing more. So I believe that, you know, whites that we drink early and, you know, are perfect for that. I mean, I don't see any downside on that. Now, people say, oh, well, you know, we're killing all the cork trees, or cork's becoming rare. And it's like, no, you harvest the cork trees and they get, you know, they come back and you can continue to reharvest. And there's tons of cork trees in this world. And actually, if you think about throwing away a cork versus throwing away a screw cap, the screw cap just isn't going to break down like corks do. And I put them all around in my little flower beds, and, you know, it kind of brightens them up, and then they kind of dissolve away. And people say, oh, she drank that last. You can walk up to my door and know exactly
what your resume. Your resume is laying right there. Are there times you just sort of test your sharpness?
I feel like I do that all the time, because I'm always attending open houses. The wineries all have their open houses, and I take what is called the busman's holiday. And again, because I have passion for wine, like I was just at Kosta Browne yesterday picking up my allocation. I mean, come on. You know, so I'm always tasting other people's wines, and definitely have the pulse on our wines here. And so I would say that's a good test of just making sure, you know, the winemaker and I talk all the time about the wines, and he's fresh out of college at Cal Poly. He has his enology degree and viticulture degree, and knows all the newest things happening in the wine industry, which is really a nice breath of fresh air here at Hop Kiln. And he's brought a lot to the table, and very enthusiastic and dialed in, and he really wants to make a name for himself, and he's got that passion as well. And so he and I, we just, you know, we can sit down and talk wine all day long. It's great.
So you belong to other wine clubs, and you're out there tasting other wines, obviously, other than Hop Kiln, right?
Well, it's part of my job to always stay on top of things. And we actually, within Hop Kiln, when we're getting into this Pinot, we're developing a style. Because, like you said, you sometimes enjoy Pinot, sometimes not, and that's a style thing. So we'll gather up. I'm always in charge of gathering up competitive, you know, style-worthy wines, and we'll do them all brown bag and include one of our wines, our previous wines, compare apples to apples, and or maybe it's grapes to grapes, but you know what I'm talking about. So we always make sure that in our price range and within the Russian River Valley, that our style is top notch, and we compete with the big boys, and our wine falls up the top three, and there might be 10. We usually keep it to about 10 wines. And we have our winemaker and our tasting room manager, and just there's probably our Kenwood Inn and Spa wine director. We have a powwow, and, you know, it's really educational, and it really kind of gives us a check on, you know, where we're at and how we're competing with people.
For the record, your prices are great. Your prices are very, what I would say, humble. For the type of wines I tasted today, and I've tasted your wines in the past, I think the prices are great because they're honest.
Thank you. Yeah, we have good valued wines here. Even a Russian River Pinot at 40 is really a steal. I mean, there's a lot more. When I go out and I buy these wines, it's, you know, it's a hefty charge on the company charge. It's like, whoops.
Denise, how can people learn more about Hop Kiln Winery?
We just launched this fabulous new website, www.hopkilnwinery, and it has all this updated information, including our new winemaker who's been here a couple years now, and lots of information about the vineyards and beautiful photo gallery showing off our 102-year-old historic winery here in the Russian River Valley. just a lot of new photography on the website. And of course, everyone's always invited to visit. We're open daily 10 to 5. Very friendly tasting room. If you have any questions about the wines or the area, everyone's very knowledgeable.
Denise, thanks very much for your time. It's been great visiting Hopkiln again, and it was great being able to get to know you a little bit.
Great. It's been my pleasure, and thank you for visiting here. Please do come back.